The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Yo, yo, welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is Stuart Rome. He owns, of course, the Woodhouse Day Spa. We're trying to come together. Do you remember, I think you and I both came up with the name When in Rome because obviously your last name is Stuart Rome. And you and I were breaking some bread. I think we were at the Village Tavern or something. And we were talking about how we can make your show a little differently. And I think you threw out the idea of doing some classic rock, right? It was some kind of like that.
Yeah, because, you know, nobody wants to sit and listen to me for an hour. So I have some kind of filler in there. And of course, rock is the best. So.
Well, sure. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to do a show with you because I think you're a super nice guy and you're a super good customer of mine. And I like to be associated with really successful and good products and people. And you certainly have that. And so I remember, I wanted to talk about it because there's a lot of Nauvoo. There's a lot of different things about the spa business that a lot of people don't want to talk about that I think is really interesting. So I knew we could go that route. And then I thought maybe we could do something that, you know, music that's relaxing too. And next thing you know, we kind of morphed it into all kinds of lists and stuff. And today you have five more classic rock songs. And what is today's theme?
Well, not so much classic rock songs. I consider these kind of right after classic rock and into the alternative, you know, universe, I guess you'd say. And I thought of this because, you know, the big altercation with James Addiction on stage, which is funny to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these guys just gonna get unhinged and then just never ending and they ruin the entire tour and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just because they can't just control themselves anyway. So, but I do like James Addiction. And I have a bunch of bands from that era that I really like. And these are all on this list. So I was going to just play the James Addiction and something, and then go back to other stuff. And I said, let me just stick with that. So that's kind of what this is a whole list of that alternative type stuff like James Addiction.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and play some J.A. Go ahead and let her spin. And then we'll get after it. Go for it.
Yeah, we're going to start with Jane Says.
Jane Says, James Addiction. There we go. We're going to do some grunge, some alternative, whatever you want to call it. I consider classic rock. I already play some Jane's Addiction here on the radio station. I've been caught stealing. I got a couple of the songs I play. I love their music. To me, if it rocks, it rocks. I don't care if it's grunge or alternative, whatever. It's a rock. It's a rocker. So, and I love every, by the way, your next band that you're playing. I saw them play at Iron City one night. And they were fantastic. They're really, really good too. And of course, they've been morphed into several different scenes with different singers because the lead singer couldn't keep it together. But info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. You know that you can hear the show at least 5 days a week, 5 o'clock Central Time, every Monday through Friday on TKR, the TKR app. And of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, go to Spotify. We're mixing some things up because Spotify is changing some of their licensing things. So continue to follow us and we'll put you in the right spot to be listening to the show as many times you want with all this great classic rock and roll and stuff. info@tonycurryradio.net. I was going through the emails and we've been doing this show now for several years. And we get a lot of the same emails and I don't mind going through some of the same things because we discuss it because every week we're getting new listeners and just because we've answered something in the past. But I've got several questions here that we have never gotten asked before. And they're kind of off the board. You want them?
Take them all. You know that?
Yeah, I know. Right. All right. Phil in Birmingham wants to know if there is just one celebrity you could have visit the Woodhouse Day Spa that would help your business. Who would it be?
Wow. Well,
that's a great question. I mean, would you want to get a fitness person or would you, would you want Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or would you want,
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Do you think, if you had Taylor Swift.
I don't care about
that. I know you don't want Taylor Swift, but I mean, if you're purely talking about the business model.
Right.
If you want, to sell some packages.
For notoriety, but I associate, I guess Jennifer Aniston more with skincare, beauty.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And she's older, you know, she's been through it all. And
she has some work done.
I don't know. I don't think anything major. I'm sure she probably had Botox and things like that. But I'm not sure if she had like a full facelift. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But she's just, I guess more of my demographic, so to speak. Terrell's a little younger and, you know, just, I don't know. I think Aniston will probably fit the spa, you know, in our demographic a little better than Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Every day on TBS, they play Friends, you know, and it's kind of like my nap show, you know, whenever I put Friends on, man, right. I'm usually like, again, it's just a comfortable kind of show. It's like a golf tournament or something like that. And I never really watched Friends when it ran the first time. So I've been watching and I've seen every episode since it ran for 10 years. But man, she is just absolutely smoking hot. I don't even know how to, when I was watching the show the first time, I never realized just how attractive she is. She is just bombs out beautiful. She is just killer.
Well, man. I think she is, my wife's like, I don't like her like that much. She's probably just pissed I like her, but she's, you know, my wife's more like, you know, what about, Elle McPherson, supermodel, blah, blah, blah. And she's not Aniston is not a supermodel. She's not tall, skinny, you know, she's not that. So there's two totally different things there. And I prefer the latter, the Aniston over
I'm with you,
the tall supermodel.
Yeah. I'm with you, brother. I mean, she is now there's nothing wrong with a supermodel. I got a chance to, I was at the Grammys, back in 1995, and Heidi Klum was making the rounds, and got a chance to meet her, and she loved me because I was the tallest person on Radio Row.
Oh, that's
and,
true,
man. It's the first time I actually hugged a woman, and I was looking eye to eye with her. It was crazy. She's a 6'1", but she's 6'4" with heels, and I had never hugged a person that I could actually I was thinking if I even hugged a guy. I've never hugged a person that's my size before. And it just, right. It was like, wow, this is what it feels like. It's kind of nice. I like that. info@tonycurryradio.net. Keep these emails coming. What is the one thing we overindulge in that's killing our bodies? That comes from Lucy in Newport.
Well, obviously it's going to be booze, right?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, you could say social media, right? I mean, anything that's keeping us sitting on our ass and not moving around a little bit, I guess would have something to do with the body.
I guess physically, I would say, alcohol or sugar, but mentally, but sure, social media, two different things there. But, sugar is the killer, the diabetics, it's just off the charts. And, of course, booze, your liver goes and everything else goes with it, your mind, which hadn't seemed to affect me yet. So that's good. I might be immune to it.
I think there's a line there, right? Because I think for the longest time, because when I first got to town, I was a pretty heavy, I consider myself a heavy drinker. And I didn't call in sick one time in 23 years. I never had a cold. I never got the flu. And people are like, how do you stay healthy? And I think it's because I stayed well hydrated. I always had a 0.10 in my body stream. And I think it kept me clean.
Yeah. I think if you can hold off having a drink until like 5 PM for the most part, you're probably okay. But if you wake up in the morning, you got to have a vodka, maybe you got a problem,
Yeah, that's probably right. You probably have a point there. info@tonycurryradio.net. I'm going to go to your website right now and check it out and see what's going on. And you can do that as well. Of course, you work your website. It's interesting because I work with a lot of businesses and most people, they're hands-on to an extent. But you are really hands-on on your business. I mean, when you did the expansion, you were there for every step of the way, even from the ladder being on the roof. You did everything. And so I'm pleasantly surprised when we talk about your website, about you actually going in and changing things. I know you have a website designer and stuff, but what's going on with your website? And now that we are less than 100 days away from Christmas, I cannot believe that. What kind of special things are you working on?
So on the, on the seasonal package specials on the website, we've got four, I believe, up there. I was looking at them the other day, and that's available right now. It's just four different packages. But also, funny you ask, because yesterday I put out a special email, and it went to most of the guests on an email list, but I don't think it's on social media yet. If you book any massage or any facial through the end of this month, September, you're going to get 30% off of any nail treatment that same day. So,
Okay. Well, one more time. What is that again? Give me one more time. What is that?
Yeah. So, you book any massage or facial on the menu, deep tissue massage, whatever. And, you can get any pedicure, any manicure, anything in the nail department for 30% off that same day. So you'll get the two services. You'll get a big discount on that nail service. And hopefully we can get you, you know, staying longer, because that means an extra glass of wine and, you know, extra relaxation, and you know, it's a nice discount. So we got that one.
That's killer.
And we're coming out with, I think next week, a special manicure or pedicure for, you know, pumpkin season, I think it's pumpkin spice or something like that, but that's going to be coming out, and that'll be available probably through the end of October. So we got a couple of things coming up before, you know, before we put the holiday stuff out.
And I'm telling you, man, it's going to be here before you know it. I mean, I don't want people freaking out, but I mean, that's why I think because we're starting things so much earlier, I think that's why things are going so much quicker, because we're moving things up on our schedule so much more, and we're not really enjoying the day underneath their feet. But, it's amazing. It'll be here before you know it. And I mentioned the fact my daughter, has already hit me up. As a matter of fact, we're going to, how late, I should know this. How late do you open on weekends?
On Friday and Saturday, we open until 8:00.
Okay. Till 8:00. Cause, my son has got a homecoming on Saturday night. My daughter wants to have a father daughter dance, or father daughter kind of thing, a dance or something like that. And I told her I may bring you by on Saturday. So if we get a chance to do that, I may call you. By the way, thank you for taking care of my friend, Monty Ballard the other day. We do a television show. You've been on our television show several times. You'll be on. We get Taylor Hicks, who's going to be on this week. We got Trent Dill for the following week, and I'm going to have you on the week after that. And we love having you on because it's one of our most watched episodes. First of all, you're kind on the eyes. People always are interested to see what you look like. They hear you on the radio all the time, but they don't know what you look like. Between Kip and I, you look really good. we have faces for radio, not so much for television. So every time you do really well, that's a good thing. I appreciate that. So I'm not sure.
I love doing it. Great.
There you go. All right. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Again, I'm trying to go through, and I had some extra time today, so I was going through and I was emptying out my inbox because I had like over 100,000 emails on there. And I found some questions that were pretty far away, and then I found some most recently. This one just from this last week. This comes from Billy. Billy wants to know, Billy's been on Ozempic. You know what Ozempic is, obviously?
Yeah.
He's like, have you heard of Ozempic face? And, if you have, how do you treat Ozempic face at a spa? Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't.
Okay.
Is
so
that a reaction to the Ozempic?
It's not, it's what's happening is people are losing absorbent amounts of weight, that they've never lost before. If you're losing 50, 60, 70 pounds, your skin, first of all, has nowhere to go because the skin, you don't lose the skin, you lose the fat under the skin. And so it can get a little, loose. And they're also, having more of a sunken eye look, I guess. I was reading this.
I would assume, if it's that drastic.
Her cheek. I'm reading an article here about a woman who's 5'2". She lost 50 pounds. Her face started to sag. Her cheeks hollowed. Her dark circles appeared under her eyes. She said the goal was to lose weight, not to look sunken in and sickly. So I've seen that before. Yep. You ever seen somebody that's been kind of overweight for their entire life, and all of a sudden they lose 100 pounds and they look like they've got AIDS? I mean,
I have a friend that is in that same situation. You know, he's been heavy, light. He goes back and forth, but I don't know if he's on Ozempic. He's on one of those, and he lost a bunch of weight. And I saw him when I was in town, and he had a suit on. He looked like he lost the weight, but he'd never altered the suit, you know?
There you go.
He looked like Tom Hanks in Big or whatever that movie was when he shrunk all of a sudden. He was a little kid. That's what he looked like with this suit on. In the face, same thing, you know, it's too drastic, and it doesn't look healthy at all. It looks like you're sick, like you said. But, you know, with that amount of skin, with that amount, I don't think there's, like, we could do anything with skincare products. I mean, at that point, I think you're looking at like a facelift kind of situation to get rid of that much sag.
Another person we deal with, and I know you've met with her, Dr. Maureen Mickey. She does all kinds of things with skin. I've had a couple procedures, and maybe that would be someone you'd want to go in and check because they can do all kinds of tucks. And that you're right. That's a problem because a lot of people don't realize that if you lose a lot of weight, and they're in 30% of us in this country are morbidly obese. If you're losing over 50 pounds, that skin's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to stay. And then you're going to have a different problem. In this particular case, this woman finally lost the weight. She said, but my face doesn't match my body, because you can cover up your body. Not everyone's like that, because in most cases you're fat because you don't exercise. And if you're on a pill that will make you lose weight without exercising, you're not going to exercise. And so you lose your muscle mass. You're losing, not only the fat, but you're losing a lot of muscle. And therefore that's where you're getting the sagging.
You're not really healthier. You're just skinnier.
You know? Exactly. And so, I think people need to be careful with that. So that's certainly,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Jane's Addiction was our first song. Let's get another song here and get rock and rolling as we do alternative and grunge stuff. Who you got?
Yeah, I also saw this band when they had their original lead singer way, way, way back in New Orleans, Stone Temple Pilots, and the song is Interstate Love Song.
One of my favorite songs all time. And it's weird because I don't think they ever say the words Interstate Love Song in the song. So
no, I don't think so.
But what a great song, man. What a fantastic song. We are doing it right here, 905-767-6, 905-767-6, area code 205. Of course, you can go check out the Woodhouse Day Spa's fantastic right there next to Saks down there in the Summit. It's on the first turn right there by the Village Tavern. You just go on by there, it's tucked in the back. It's a great location, and you can sit outside, and they've got a ping pong table out there, and of course, certainly get there early enough for your procedure so you can take maybe a nap and maybe have a mimosa, do something like that, and really make a big day of it. And they've got some great gift card ideas, and of course, you can go to the website, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Steve wants to know, I'm not sure what he's asking here. He is, would you please ask Stuart about microchip technology? I don't know what he's talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
The only thing I know about it is what I do with my dogs.
Yeah. is there something I'm missing here? I know there's several things that people say that you can, I had a friend of mine that was into this microchip business that came in a sticker form. You put stickers on your skin and it was supposed to get rid of backaches and help your pain and this, that, and the other. I'm not sure.
The only thing I know about microchipping is, good for tracking animals. You can scan them. It'll hold all the information. If the dog gets lost, same thing with them. I guess it's the same concept as like a Apple AirTag for tracking that. Yeah. People can. But as far as health benefits, I don't know anything about it.
All right. Keep the questions coming. Maybe next time, go a little deeper on it, Bill, and we'll find out what's going on. Johnny in Cincinnati, Ohio says, I've listened to the show every single week. Love the music. Thank you. With a big smiley face. He said, I've heard you guys talk about preventative care and how health insurance should cover that. I think we both agree that if we perhaps would look at more preventative care, we wouldn't have to worry about the things that come along with not preventing that particular type of care. But he also says that, we live in a society where we wait for things to break down before we get them fixed. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's unfortunate. And I'm trying to think of something, you brought up diabetes, and that's seems to be just a major issue in our country. And it certainly comes along with obesity, but there are so many different things we could do from an obesity standpoint. I mean, once you start gaining weight, man, that's when you need to shut it down. And I think we all think we're such an all or none society. We don't think long range. Like if you really want to lose weight and keep the weight off, you lose a pound a week, not a pound a day.
Yeah, for sure. We want instant results always, we don't have time to, we don't have the patience. We don't have the willpower.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Right. But we do tend to put things off, just like, unfortunately, your vehicle, your alternator went out the other day, but probably couldn't see that coming. But, a lot of people, they can hear the brakes squeak and they're like, I know it's going bad, but I'll just wait until they grind them out. And it costs three times as much to fix them. Yeah,
that is true. And so, oils, the oils, I tell my son, as long as you're putting oil in every 3,000 miles, you shouldn't, knock on wood, you shouldn't have any issues. With your vehicle. It's when you let it go 6,000-7,000, it'll still run. But the rest of the motor is going to break down. So,
That's especially America, US society, just, instant gratification, want things easy. Take it was an epic to lose weight. Don't work out. You know, it's just the way we are. And that's why we're not so healthy.
You know what? You're right. And that's why we're doing this show, the Woodhouse Day Spa show, so we can get people back on track. Because that's once right. you start going and start feeling good about yourself, trust me, I mean, if you go run, like if I go, I walk about 2 miles a day. And I always try to eat before I walk. Because I know that after I walk, I don't want a bowl of ice cream because I just walked my ass around the neighborhood and I'm sweating and I'm like, I don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. I just worked my ass off. You don't go eat like a half a Boston butt after you go to the gym because you don't want to ruin it. Right. And so that's something to think about. Maybe
eat a nice, drink a nice protein shake. Or, yeah. And something, exactly. some chicken or something nice.
Exactly. Know? All right. Not a big fan of this band. I just don't know a lot of their music. So I'm happy that you're going to be playing some Incubus. Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
Yeah, they have got a bunch of good tunes. I love this band Incubus. And this song is Pardon Me.
Pardon Me from Incubus. And I do know the last couple, I knew all these bands and they're all good. And I think I play all these bands, including, I don't know if I play Incubus or not, but I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's not classic rock. Well, if it rocks, it's classic rock to me. I mean, you have to keep continuing adding stuff. I mean, eventually a song in 2022 will be considered a classic rock song because it'll be 2100.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, these songs are 90s. So I guess nowadays they are classic rock.
Yeah, exactly. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We always talk about the 6 for $5 deal. It's worth mentioning every single show. Do tell people what exactly that's all about, man.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, straightforward, but I think it's our best deal. It's basically you pick whatever service you want from our menu, and you'll pay for $5. We're going to give you 6, so you get a completely free service. We post that on your account, so it's not just something you have to carry on a gift card or anything like that. And it's versatile because you can share it with friends. You can, gift a couple to a family member. You can bring people with you, same day, and they don't expire. So it's a really great deal, and it's real flexible. And like I said, you can just pick whatever you want from the menu. It's not limited. So I think it's our best deal.
No, and it is your best deal. And again, I mean, some people go, well, I can buy the most expensive thing. Well, you can. I mean, if you're into massages and not, finger treatments or pedicures or manicures, then get what you like, get what you want. Don't just do it to save money, but do it on a package you're going to like. And again, I always mention the fact I love when I have like gift cards because I always have something in my back pocket. And it's like at the weirdest times I'll find that and go, oh man, I could go use that today, whether it's a meal or a massage therapy or anything else. It's great stuff. So 6 for $5, check it out. It's fantastic. 905-7676, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Sammy in Birmingham wants to know, finally put the myth to rest. What's best and what are the benefits of a hot spa as opposed to a hot tub?
You mean like a sauna?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you got a sauna, right? Where you're sitting around the stones.
Right.
And then you have a hot tub where you're sitting in hot water. What's the differences? I've heard that you can actually sweat out colds in a sauna. Is that true?
Yeah.
I think personally,
I sweat in a sauna much more than I sweat in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Of course, the face. I think I get a more detox type deal in a sauna, either dry sauna or, one of those wet steam room type saunas than I do in a hot tub, where I think that the hot tub, personally for me, is better for sore muscles. So I think I get a better detox in a sauna, but I think I get a better, deep muscle, I guess, in the hot tub. So that may not be for everybody, but that's what I'll feel.
Do you have a hot tub at your place?
In my house, I do.
So in your house, it's not one of these things on the back patio.
No, well, I have a swimming pool and then it has a hot tub attached.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking is hot tubs. I've had hot tubs in the past and a lot of times they're like a boat. You know, you get one and you just use the hell out of it the first couple months and then you don't use it a whole lot. But I will say this, man, it's some of the best sleep I've ever gotten. If you can take a shower, sit in a hot tub, because you're like, well, you're going to sweat. You really don't sweat in a hot tub. You do in a sauna, but man, I mean, it's just so relaxing in the muscles. If you can fall asleep right away, I mean, it'll knock out some melatonin for you. You won't even take that crap anymore.
Yeah, we in New Orleans, we use ours a lot, but usually when the weather gets cooler. And like I said, it's outside. It's built in to the ground with the pool.
Yeah.
We got TVs out there, so it's not like you sit in a hot tub boring. Kids love it. They bring their friends over. They're all in their 20s, you know.
There you go.
But so we use it a lot. And some people, like you said, they, especially like the above ground ones, they'll buy them and then they'll use them and then they'll just kind of sit there forever and collect mold and dust.
Yeah. I have found that if you don't use your hot tub for a long period of time, it can really create some really cool tree frogs. If you have the lid on, I used to have it in the back, one in the back, and we never used it. It had some wrong with the motor, and they're just too damn heavy to move. And my daughter was like, "Let's just have a tree frog like an environment." And you lift the lid, there'd be like 20 tree frogs in there. It was super cool. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Teresa in Louisville, Kentucky wants to know. Please ask. First of all, she says she loves the show. Please ask Stuart, what's the next big thing in the spa and wellness culture? That's a very broad question and a big question. Is there anything big on the horizon that you're looking at or that's going to be a huge discovery that everyone's going to be doing the next 10 or 15 years we don't know about?
The only thing I see, I saw something on it actually today that you can incorporate into spas right now, but they're not fully developed, are a lot of these chairs with virtual reality and sound and things like that. So you basically get in the chair, you put the VR glasses on, and then you could be in the mountains, and then it's got calming music, and then you add in the spa sense in the room. It's very relaxing. So I think that's something that we could add in the future. We're looking at it right now, but I don't see a whole lot of, really, besides the one that you showed me with the robotic massage dude.
Now, it was funny you brought that up because, if you pull up robotic, we don't want you to. And again, they just opened up another one, in Miami. And they were talking about, I think it's $60 a half an hour. They're not much cheaper than a regular real body, but they're saying, listen, this is not in lieu of an actual massage because there's nothing like using the actual hand technique, but it does have a power off button. You have to lay in the, you have to wear a special suit. That's the only thing that sucks about this is you have to wear a certain suit and you lay on the table and the computer scans your body first, and then it knows where the pressure points are, knows how to do a massage. I mean, it sounds like, I don't know. I don't know if it was $10 an hour or something, I'd say give it a shot. But I mean, it's not a lot cheaper than something else. And again, there's just nothing like having a real, because I mean, all it takes is one wrong poke and you're in trouble.
That's right. I was in New York, 3-4 weeks ago. And I think, there's an Equinox Fitness in Manhattan that has it. And I was going to run by and try to check it out, but I ran out of time. I didn't have time. I was really curious, but next time, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. I went to the Galleria yesterday. I was with my son. We were riding elevators and we go inside and they had this whole bank of massage chairs. And you know, what's amazing about those massage chairs is I can always see them because there's no one ever sitting in them. They're always empty. I think it's like $10 for 10 minutes or something like that. And I remember I've sat in one before and it feels good like the first 5 or 6 strokes. And then all of a sudden it starts to hurt your back and then you can't get comfortable. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just put $30 in this machine. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, it feels really good. It's going to be really uncomfortable because you're going to be sitting there moaning and groaning in the middle of a Galleria mall, which is not a good thing.
Yeah. And you see them sometimes in airports lined up and I can't see sitting there, getting comfortable trying to get a massage with all these people hauling ass right by looking at you.
Exactly. I'm there to fly, man. I get filled up by some machine. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. All right. So far, Jane's Addiction STP Incubus. What is your fourth band?
Fourth band. Forever I thought this song was sung by Pearl Jam because it sounds exactly like
it. It does. I can see that.
I thought it was Eddie Vedder for sure. And I don't know when I found out it was this band, but the band is Temple of the Dog and it's Hunger Strike.
Hunger Strike, Temple of the Dog. You know what? Now that you say that and hearing that, it does. It sounds a lot like Vedder. You're exactly right. Yes. It sounds almost just like him. Great song. We got another song to go here. info@tonycurryradio.net is your emails. And we're talking the Woodhouse Day Spa. You can see Stuart, of course, on our television show on ABC 3340. We talked about him. I talked about you today as we filmed our show. Taylor Hicks, I mentioned to him that we do business. He's like, what about this Woodhouse Day Spa? I said, dude, you're in Birmingham 3 or 4 times a month. Go down there and, you know, put your celebrity picture on the wall and go down there and get a nice massage. So you may see Taylor Hicks down there in the next couple of days. Do some fantastic work. 905-7676, or better yet, just go down there and check it out. And again, it's going to be the holiday season coming up. We're within 100 days of Christmas. Now's the time to start buying all these things. You can be done. Rather than sit there and try to wait to the last minute, I don't know anyone wastes the last minute anymore, because Christmas trees will start coming up right after Halloween. But, maybe get some of these gift cards, get these things. You got an extra pocket change, get them now. And then you can start distributing those. And I think what I'm going to probably do this year is, and I was thinking about this, everyone always gets their teachers and stuff like Chick-fil-A gift cards for like $5 or $10. They don't ever use those, man. Could you imagine what your teacher would do to your kid's grades if she got herself a massage from the Woodhouse Day Spa? I mean, could you,
that's right.
When you bring the apple in, then you want to bring the fruit basket in, right? I mean, if you're going to do it right.
We can't guarantee an A, but we'll try.
Yeah, there's no doubt. info@tonycurryradio.net. Johnny in Tuscaloosa wants to know, and this is an interesting question because I have one of these, but are there spas for special needs kids or individuals? I know that you got like extra wide things you talk about. We've had the question about wheelchairs. Obviously, it's got to be a situation where you can get the person up on the table. So obviously, if depending on what structural situation they have, or what they can move or what they cannot move, and certainly what their prognosis is. But I'm not sure exactly where this is going. But I would think that people with special needs could enjoy a massage just like anyone else.
Sure. Yeah, we talked about that before. With at least from a physical standpoint, if you've got some issue with you can't move, or you have a prosthetic leg, or whatever the case may be, we can always make provisions for that. We like to know about it ahead of time, but if you show up, then it's fine. We can do people can't get into the bed. We can do it by chair. We can you've got a situation where you can only get a nail treatment, we have the chairs, the arms flip up, we can help them in the chair. So we always there to, we can always accommodate that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. As far as a spa, built just for that, I'm not sure if that exists. It'd be great if it did, but I'm not sure if there's any spas that specialize in that, but we certainly can accommodate it.
All right. Final question here. This comes from Steve right here in Birmingham. He wants to know, is there any correlation behind getting wellness treatment? And we'll say specifically here from the Woodhouse Day Spa, and prenatal care. I guess he's wondering if maybe if your mama is about ready to have a baby and you're having, I would think that would be incredibly beneficial, because I know that when my wife was pregnant, I was giving her back rubs every single night, rubbing her feet and doing everything I could to make her more comfortable. But I would think that would be very beneficial, correct?
Yeah, we have our mother-to-be massage, we call it, prenatal massage.
Really? And, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, and it's done, because as you go along, of course, the belly starts to stick out more and you can't really lay flat on your stomach. So we have massage therapists are trained in that technique for prenatal. And basically what it involves is getting like a full-length bed pillow, body pillow. And we do the massage sideways, basically. So the mom-to-be is on the side and then flips over to the other side, but never has to lay on the stomach. And it's really relaxing. We get a ton of those with husbands sending the wives, even buying that 6 or 5 with them, up to the time of birth, they'll get one every few weeks. And it's they need it, because I can't imagine carrying that baby around, especially in the summertime, in Birmingham, in New Orleans. So, yeah, we, it's beneficial, I think, physically and mentally, especially because they mom really needs a break. Cause you know, it doesn't get any easier once the baby pops out.
No, so. It does not. You're right. She's happy to see it go. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's great, but it'll only be a matter of a couple of days before it's 3 a.m. and it's time for you to do the feeding.
Right. Exactly.
Get your ass up and keep your mouth shut. Just do what mama needs for sure. All right. Tell people how they can find you, man. Then we're going to knock out your last song. Where you at, man?
Yeah. So, Summit right down by Saxeth Avenue in that lower level, right across in that little courtyard there. We'd love for you to come by and see us. We offer spa tours free, of course. Can't get there. Go on the website and book 24/7 by gift cards, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, or give us a call, 205-905-7676. We're going to go with the last song. Nobody, not nobody, but a lot of people have not heard of this band. This is Dishwalla, and it's Counting Blue Cars.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.